Yes, she is. She had stopped crying and had her eyes squeezed shut, sucking the last bit of moisture from the paper wad. Can she have some more water? Okay, same as before, not too much. I went out to the locker alcove and into the head for a paper towel. Now that the fumes from the pressurizing fluid had cleared, I could smell the air. It smelled wrong. Light machine oil and burnt metal, like the smell of a metalworking shop. I wondered whether they had overloaded the airco. That had happened once before, after the first time we'd used the acceleration chambers. Mary Gay took the water without opening her eyes. "Do you plan to stay together when you get back to Earth?" "Probably," I said. "If we get back to Earth, still one more battle." "There won't be any more battles," she said flatly. "You mean you haven't heard?" "What? Don't you know the ship was hit?" "Hit? Then how could any of us be alive?" "That's right." She went back to her scrubbing. 4 squad bays, also the armor bay. There isn't a fighting suit left on the ship, and we can't fight in our underwear. "What squad bays? What happened to the people?" "No survivors." 30 people. "Who was it?" "All of the 3rd platoon, 1st squad of the 2nd platoon. Al-Sadat, Busia, Maxwell, Negwalesko. My God. 30 deaders, and they don't have the slightest notion of what caused it. Don't know but that it may happen again any minute." "It wasn't a drone?" "No, we got all of their drones. Got the enemy vessel, too. Nothing showed up on any of the sensors. Just blam, and 1/3 of the ship was torn to hell. We were lucky it wasn't the drive or the life support system." I was hardly hearing her. Penworth, Labatt, Smithers, Christine and Frida, all dead. I was numb. She took a blade-type razor and a tube of gel out of her bag. "Be a gentleman and look the other way," she said. "Oh, here." She soaked a square of gauze in alcohol and handed it to me. "Be useful. Do her face." I started, and without opening her eyes, Mary Gay said, "That feels good. What are you doing?" "Being a gentleman, and useful, too." "All personnel, attention, all personnel." There wasn't a squawk box in the pressure chamber, but I could hear it clearly through the door to the locker alcove. "All personnel, echelon 6 and above, unless directly involved in medical or maintenance emergencies, report immediately to the assembly area." "I've got to go, Mary Gay." She didn't say anything. I didn't know whether she had heard the announcement. "Estelle," I addressed her directly, "gentlemen be damned. Will you?" "Yes, I'll let you know as soon as we can tell." "Well, it's going to be all right." But her expression was grim and worried. "Now get going," she said softly. By the time I picked my way out into the corridor, the box was repeating the message for the 4th time. There was a new smell in the air that I didn't want to identify.